us your name before we get started, sir?
My name is Gil, G-I-L, Nava.
Okay, sir, if we just hold on, I believe that the Honorable Mr. Carruthers, do you have him, sir?
Yes, I do.
The Honorable Mr. Carruthers is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hang on to the phone, sir.
Okay, sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, it's Gil Luis Nava, 197216.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing. That form lists your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Okay.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Nava and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Nava, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. You already received a probable cause hearing in front of a hearing officer on March 5th, 2019. At that date, the probable cause officer found that, just give me 1 second. That due to your admission, he found that you violated the conditions of your release and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a couple of ways for company. Based on the findings of the probable cause officer and the Department of Corrections information contained in the warrant, I move to find Mr. Nava delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a couple of ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Nava, the first phase of this hearing was already covered during the probable cause hearing, but we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with questions, and you need to be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Nava was released from ADC custody on 12-19-2018 and arrested on 2-1-2019 by ADC parole. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 2-1-2019 with a CSED of 10-20-2019, zero abscond days. Current convictions, 2010, commitment C, count 2, molestation of a child, 6 years. 2010, commitment C, count 3, molestation of a child, 6 years. 2013, commitment D, sex offender registration violation, 6 years. Prior convictions, 2003, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. 2010, child / adult abuse, 2 years, 3 months. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, admitted to being an associate of the criminal street gang Westside City Crips from Phoenix. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with fraud, drugs, intoxicants, and violence noted. Other arrest, 1989, theft of a vehicle, Arizona juvenile probation. 1992, burglary, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2010, child molestation, Arizona, unknown. He has a GB score of G4V5. He is a level 3 sex offender that is registrable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. DCAC is cited in the court docs. The victim was 9 years old.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Nava. We are going to make a quick review of the case supervision summary. It looks like that on December 19th, 2018, you were approved to reside at Las Palmas Hotel in Phoenix. On December 26th, 2018, approved to reside at Abel's House, Halfway House in Phoenix. While on supervision, you failed to remain at your residence during curfew hours on multiple occasions. You did not have permission, nor did you attempt to request permission at any time to be out of residence during the curfew time. Just 1 second, sir. You have employment notes that you were referred to as a work in St. Joseph the Worker. You're able to obtain part-time employment. However, it was paid daily through Las Palmas Hotel. Doing construction
yes.
work on the vacant hotel room. So do you have some trade skills, Mr. Nava?
Yes, I do.
And what do you do at the hotel?
My skills is cutting and setting tile okay. inside the bathroom and shower walls.
Very good. You have some programming notes that you were referred to task for drug screening. You were assigned the task daily calling line. Your testing history was as follows. On January 29th, 2019, you failed to submit a sample. And the same on January 30th, 2019, failed to submit a sample. So why did you have issues providing samples with task, Mr. Nava?
Okay, I went over it and I see that I have a 2-1, which is for the same one. Monday, I did not call in, which I know sir is my responsibility. I truly thought they would call me once I registered my code, 4-digit code, and phone number, which I just got my new phone. And the Tuesday when my PO did call, he even called me, and he notified me of this. And he said to get there, I still did not go, and you know, I take responsibility for it because I'm just blamed. And it's still a bit my procrastination, honestly, like I said, still, it's just my fault. I'm just blamed for that, and I didn't listen to him, and shoot, I know the consequences now.
It looks like two of your violations had to do with curfew or remaining at your residence. So what happened
yes.
in those situations, sir?
Well, again, you know, I didn't realize how serious that was, and I didn't mean to stay out over where I worked at. We actually do a recording, but so then I just ended up spending the night so I could go to work early in the morning, which almost happened the next night at 10 o'clock, but I did get home. And I had to go home because we said Tyler, you know, we place lights up in the rooms and everything's behind. And where do I live there? So, you know, it's non-deniable for me. I know I did.
Were you on ankle monitor?
Yes, I was. May I add that I don't know if this matters or not, but and I did try to call in, but my PO's voicemail mailbox was full and works out. Not accepted anymore voicemail, and I did leave a text message. But the thing is, what I really want to say is, I guess I kind of assumed, which is I know is wrong to assume, that I would be. If you know where I was, then you know where I'm at an approved place. That's all. Yeah, it worked.
Would ask my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? Yes, the other one is Gilman.
Thank you. you, Mr. Quinones. So, Mr. Nava, did you, when you didn't submit the urine samples, were you dirty for drugs?
No, ma'am. I noticed me so much believe in me. I don't know how many times you may hear this, but I do not use drugs. I will not, and I do not use them. I am mentally ill to some degree, and I take outside meds. And that's it. I do not juice much. It looks awful and so on.
Well, that's a good thing. How about alcohol?
Yes. No, I have used before in my life, but, you know, I'm not an alcoholic either.
Okay,
I'm taking the program just because it's a good program, but other than that,
okay.
Also.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Quinones.
Yes, Mr. Ross. Any further questions from my colleagues?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Ross, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you do not repeat anything that you've already told us, that this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion?
Yeah, I wrote a few things. I wrote a few things I would like to really say that's really important. Is that, you know, it's really simple. It's just that, you know, I'm at Hollywood. I was free 6 weeks later because of my, say, ignorance or procrastination. You know, I lost that, and I didn't realize how easy it is too. So therefore, if I'm given a chance, I'll make 100% effort to do this parole program, which will be easy for me because I got family support. I'm talking about mentally, emotionally, financially, and I got a huge family. And you know, I just apologize to my PO for not listening to his directive, to his direct order. And you know, now I know that work is not the priority. Staying clean or being clean is not a priority, but to take tasks, it sure is. Not just to assume that they know I use drugs, and to my parole itself and my PO is my priority, and that's my freedom.
Thank you, Mr. Nava. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I think Mr. Nava made some very good points in his statement as to the requirements of adhering to his community supervision. And I did like hearing that he found a way to be productive when he was in the community through working at Los Palmas Hotel. I think what's concerning to me is that he has numerous violations of his condition, and when an individual is on GPS or ankle monitor, especially for the reasons, it's hard to be too comfortable with an individual who's not adhering to their zone or curfew issues. And based on everything we gathered, I'm not finding a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision. And you recognize that he will be coming out within the next 6+ months or so. He says that he has family support in the community, and I'm thinking he may be better off returning to the community when he's free and clear of community supervision or an ankle monitor, but that's where we begin the discussion. Hearing no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board, the board number 2019-W0328, the discussion of Mr. Nava, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move for both community supervision as Mr. Nava is delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and have lapsed, or is about to lapse, in the goals of the company, inasmuch that he did not adhere to his task testing requirements. He could not monitor his intake of anything that was prohibited, and that he was failing to remain as a food resident each night, violating curfew, once again, in a situation we could not monitor what was happening in the interim, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Dr. Wright, being part of the Honorable Ms. Whitehouse. Mr. Nava, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about October 20, 2019. At that point, you'll be free and clear. You will not have to deal with a community corrections officer anymore. Hopefully, you'll be able to just return to work and receive the support of your family and then transition back to the community. We do want to see you succeed in the community. And we're glad to hear that you do have support in the community. So we encourage you to pursue any programming that's available to you in these final months and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We certainly don't want to see you again in Orange. The ceremony is concluded. No further discussion may take place. And Mr. Nava, if you would just set down the phone, don't hang it up, and tell your CO3 to come to the phone, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Sure, thank you. Thank you.